Today was slated to be the deadline for public comment on the Army Corps of Engineers' proposed plan to prevent aquatic invasive species from passing either from Lake Michigan to the Mississippi River or the reverse.
The proposal is the culmination of the Great Lakes and Mississippi Interbasin Study Report. Although the Corps has extended public comment until November 16th, this is an ideal time for an update on the issue.
Invasive aquatic species, of course, aren't new to the Great Lakes or the Mississippi, but the threat of Asian carp reaching Lake Michigan has heightened concern and created a poster creature of sorts. The Nature Conservancy is among the groups weighing in on the Army Corps' proposed strategy to stop Asian carp and other unwanted aquatic species from invading.
David Hamilton is Senior Policy Director of the Nature Conservancy's Great Lakes Project. He spoke with Lake Effect's Susan Bentz and compared the Army Corps' proposal with what the Nature Conservancy is proposing.
The Corps of Engineers has been given an assignment by Congress to stop aquatic invasive species from moving between the Mississippi River and the Great Lakes Basin and vice versa from the Great Lakes into the Mississippi. And the Chicago Area Waterways is the connection between those two water bodies. So right now, except for the electrical barrier, aquatic invasive species can move freely in both directions. So Congress said, find a way to stop it. So about 3.5 years ago, the Corps came out with their first study, and they came up with some proposals. After some feedback and discussion, they decided that they would focus in on Brandon Road as part of the solution to stop aquatic invasive species from coming from the Mississippi into the Great Lakes.
Why Brandon Road? Explain how it fits in.
Yeah, so Brandon Road is a choke point or as a focal point that anything that is going to float, swim, or be attached to a vessel from the Mississippi towards Great Lakes has got to pass through that lock. So it is a critical point, and if effective measures are put in there, then we can stop invasive species from coming through the water from the Mississippi River into the Great Lakes Basin.
It's been a process of working from 6 alternatives to 1. Can you describe that alternative that the Army Corps is now floating?
Yeah, what the Corps has done is that they've looked at a number of different technologies, and they're basically throwing all of them into the mix, and they're kind of calling a defense in layers. So what they would do is that they would create an engineer channel, which is a concrete channel that would be before the Brandon Road, would be on the downstream side of the Brandon Road lock, so all vessels would come through that engineer channel. The reason they've chosen an engineer channel is that they're able to control that. They can put in new technologies. The technologies they're talking about can be placed in the channel, and it can be done in a controlled measure or a controlled manner. So besides the engineer channel, what they're proposing is an electrical barrier, which has been shown to be effective at stopping large fish. It's not as effective for small fish, and it's possible for fish to move through with a barge. So to try to counteract that, they've added two things to that. One is what they're calling complex noise, and studies have shown that fish are very sensitive to noise. Asian carp have been shown to be sensitive to noise, so that the idea is that if you have the right mix of noise, that it would help keep the Asian carp from coming into the engineer channel. They would also use water jets, and the idea there is that they would be spraying water under pressure on the underside of the barges, and the thought is that it would try to drive out any fish that are in between the barges or swimming alongside the barges. Those are the main things that they're doing. I guess there's one more thing that they propose, and that's what they're calling a flushing lock. So the Brandon Road lock itself would be modified so that when the barge comes up, it would tie up outside of the lock. A flushing flow would come through. In other words, it would create a velocity so that floating particles or floating organisms would be flushed out of the lock and around the vessel is the idea. And then the vessel could come into the lock and move through the system.
You've described that as a defense in layers. And I know that the Nature Conservancy itself commissioned a study by the U.S. Geological Survey. So how does its findings and recommendations coincide? Does it fit in with this defense in layers?
It fits in with some of it. And basically what we've got is something that we think would be more effective than what the Corps is proposing. But we still agree that a defense in layers and using multiple technologies is important to do.
But what's missing?
What's missing is that where the core describes what they're going to be affected against. It doesn't include animals that are attached to the vessels. It and it may or may not be completely effective against against fish, especially small fish. So what we would like to do, what we're proposing that would be more effective, is use the complex noise and use the water jets to try to keep fish and other species out of the engineered channel, but reconfigure the engineered channel so that it includes a treatment chamber, so that the vessels would come into the treatment chamber, the gates would be closed, and then a chemical would be used to kill any species that are in there. Then that would be neutralized, and then the vessel could continue into the lock and move on upstream. So that would be a way of assuring that no invasive species are able to come through the lock system and into the Chicago area waterways and then onto the Great Lakes.
Has this particular approach surfaced in any other draft or from any other group?
The Corps kind of briefly looked at what they considered treatment in general, but they decided that they've said a couple different things as to what the problems were. They thought, oh, it'd be hard to get through regulations and permits, or that it's too experimental, too researchy, it's not ready for prime time. Those are the reasons that they've given of not pursuing a treatment option.
And what do you have to say about that, their rationale?
What I have to say is that there are treatment techniques that are commonly used across the country that could be used here and could be applied successfully. It's a unique application. As far as I know, something like this hasn't been done before, but the idea of how you treat water and the ability to treat water to control species is well known and is used all over the country.
So we're talking about the use of chlorine.
Yes.
And can you give an example of someplace? I know you're saying this is a different application, but of another location in the country where it is effectively used?
Well, almost every city in the country uses chlorine to treat water.
Sure.
And so one of the things that that the cities do is they don't want to release pathogens into the waterways when they're done with the treatment process. So usually chlorine is used as a final shot to sterilize the water to make sure that it's not letting organisms out into the environment. Then they dechlorinate it and then they release it. So that's common practice across the country. Almost every city that has a wastewater treatment plant uses that type of process.
So the Nature Conservancy, with the input of USGS, is saying, why not implement this at Brandon Road?
Yeah, so what we did is we went to the U.S. Geological Survey and we asked, okay, if we wanted to use a treatment chamber, what chemicals or what methods would be could work? And they gave us a list of four, which chlorine was one of them. And then we chose chlorine because it is so widely used, so safely used, and engineers know how to design systems around it. Then we went to a large engineering firm and asked them, okay, what would this look like? Could you come up with a conceptual design of a system using chlorine to treat water in a lock? So we had an engineering firm do that kind of design for us.
Why is this so important? What's the key concern of the Nature Conservancy, or is it much too complicated just to narrow that down?
No, the concern is that we want to be able to stop all invasive species in both directions from moving through the Chicago area waterways. When we look at the Great Lakes, it is a unique ecosystem worldwide. When we look at the Mississippi system, it is one of the few very large rivers in the world. And so these are two freshwater ecosystems that are absolutely invaluable, and they're important on a global scale. So we want to protect both of these water bodies. And the Chicago Area Waterways is the only free-flowing direct connection between the two, and species have gone through before, and so we want to close that door. We think it's very important to protect both of these tremendous resources.
So what is the threat as you see it?
The threat is not just Asian carp. That's the thing that everybody sees and a well-known threat. But there are 10 species that are in the Mississippi River that are a threat to the Great Lakes. If they got into the Great Lakes, they would become invasive and cause economic harm, environmental harm. There's 29 species in the Great Lakes that are a threat to the Mississippi. If they went through and got into the Mississippi, they would cause economic and environmental harm to the Mississippi River itself.
So what is the Army Corps saying, or are they, that the price tag of this, their proposed alternative would be, and how much more would you project the Nature Conservancy's proposed measure would cost?
Well, the Corps of Engineers, they came out with numbers, which I don't have the exact number in front of me,
but
I think it was about $275 million or something in that range, of which the largest part of that is geared towards the electrical barrier and associated infrastructure for that. The our engineer that designed AS lock treatment system said the cost of that would be something over $40 million for that. The cost of the electrical barrier is over $116 million. So there could actually be a cost savings by using the treatment chamber versus installing another electrical barrier. So there's a cost savings potential here.
So the recommendation of the Nature Conservancy would be not to add an electric barrier, but instead go with the treatment.
Yes, that would be a more effective and a less costly option.
Are you getting traction? Have you met with the Army Corps?
Yes, I have met with a lot of different interest groups. There's wide interest from the full range of parties that are interested in the Chicago area waterways with this, that it's a solution that makes sense. I have talked with the Corps of Engineers one-on-one, and they can see that, yes, this makes sense, and they see potential for it. But the reasons that I gave you before are why they say that they haven't pursued it. I still have great hopes that they will pick this up and pursue it.
We've heard so much and so long about Asian carp. It's hard to bring it home unless you're already concerned, you know?
Yeah, it is. When I've talked to groups, sometimes I'll say, Asian carp's not the problem. And I'll get the stares. I say, it's a symptom of the problem. And then that's when I go into what I said to you of the number of species on each side that are a threat. And that doesn't include the unknown species that could still show up.
So social media, I suppose, is the key tool.
Yeah, so we try to get this message out. If you go to our website, there's an aquatic invasive species subcomponent, and there's a lot of information there. And part of what's there are what are called heat maps that show the spread of invasive species. So you can look at how, you know, Asian carp have spread. I think we've got on there so you can see how zebra mussels spread, and they spread out of the Great Lakes across the rest of the country through the Chicago area waterways is one of their major ways of moving. So this two-way threat is very real.
David Hamilton is Senior Policy Director of the Nature Conservancy's Great Lakes Project. The Army Corps of Engineers is accepting comments on its proposed aquatic invasive species control plan to stop movement between the Great Lakes and the Mississippi basins until November 16th.
You'll find Corps information as well as the Nature Conservancy's proposed strategy at WUWM.com.
This is Lake Effect for Milwaukee Public Radio.